So it's chafeim and alef.
Okay. So the Gemara said was like this. This is what we know. This is what no one argues with. That by tevila, the lashon is called tamin. It's not called goli. You do not require bias mayim in the lashon. You require that you be roy the bias mayim. That's something else. That's a roy levila. But you don't require it. And by tuma divrei hakoil, that the lashon is called goli, because that's totally benegia. Yeah, benegia b'chutz, and the lashon shayach benegia b'chutz. Okay. Machlokes is Hazah, Rebbe, because of how they darshan the pasuk over there, Rebbe is makish Hazah to Tuma, and therefore the lashon by Hazah, Rebbe says, is no good. Sorry, it is good. It is good. Rebbe is makish Hazah to Tuma, and therefore the lashon by Hazah, according to Rebbe, is called Goli, it's called good. And the bun in the makish hazah to tvilo, which that means according to that bun by hazah of the lands on the lashon, it's no good. Val. On that, Toys asks the kasha. Dim toy mai. My porich lael me hazah al shoynoi. Dilma hazah shayn the ishbishl tumo. Avalin in rashi varn but meaning the tvilo. Once we know the maskan of the Gemara, once we know how the machlokes works by Azah, so then you have to go back into the Gemara and understand what was the Gemara's kasha on what Rebbe said by Rashi Eivorin from Hazah. We had a Mishnah by Rashi Eivorin, the Mishnah in Maseches Negoim, which was Nogaya to an Eved. An Eved, let's talk about an Eved. An Eved's Rashi Eivorin. Is the Lashon called, this is, we're learning it together, slash shir, but we're just learning it together. By Eved, is the Lashon called Goli, or is it not called Goli? Does it go free from the Lashon or not? So the Gemara thought, when Rebbe says, right where the lines get wide, Rebbe Oymer Afa Siris, the Gemara thought Rebbe is saying Siris and not the Lashon. That's the Gemara thought. So Gemara asked on that from, right, the Uriminu, on the third wide line of the Gemara, Uriminu, Gemara asked, Mazah? You see, by Hazah, Rebbe says that Hazah is a good Hazah on the Lashon. So how could he say by Rosh? How could he leave out by the Rosh Yevarim, by the Eved? How could he say it's no good? How could he say it's not called Goloi? A steering Rebbe, the Gemara asked. How could Rebbe say by Hazah the Lashon is called Goloi, but by Eved he says it's not called Goloi? The Gemara ends up answering that Rebbe meant that by the Eved too. He includes the Lashon by the Eved too, the Gemara ended up saying.
Any
reason why it was written well, because
it wants to
surround
the way the mission
had been
written.
Yeah, exactly. So, for Ektoysis, what was the kasha in the first place? Once we know that the only reason Rebbe holds by Hazah that the Lashon is called Goli is because he learns a Hekish to Hilchus Tuma, it's a special Hekish, special drosh in the Pasik. So what's a kasha? So that's only Shaykh to Hazah. Hazah has a special hekish to Tumah. Over there, the Lashon is begolah, because that's what it is by Tumah, because we know that from the Pasuk. But maybe Rashi Yevarim is different. Is that a kasha? Was that a steer in Rebbe Bechlau? What was the Gemara's Havamina?
Well, I think it's a general kasha. Is this thing considered begolah or not?
Yeah, but it's only because we had a special reason to be makish Hazah to Tumah. Maybe Rashi Yevarim is more similar to Tvila.
But it doesn't mean that once you're makish to Tuma, that now applies to like everything.
No,
it's an indication as to what it is all along.
Chayre not, because that pasuk specifically talking about Hazah. That whole hekesh was specific to Hazah, right? They had a whole pasuk over there by Hazah that brought, right? V'hizu Torah al Tomei later on in the Gemara. So who says it has any bearing on Rosh Yevarim at all? You see, there's different halachos. You see, Tvila and Tuma are different. That's a given. Tvila is one thing, Tum is another thing. Good, so by Hazah, we have a special Hekish, which connects Hazah to Tum, according to Rebbe. What's that got to do with Rosh Yevarim? Maybe Rosh Yevarim is in the Tevila category. That it's not called Goli. That's Toys' Kasha. So Toys' Teretz is like this. Because of Toys' Teretz, we have to go straight to the Mashah, because Tosfos Teres brings up other kashas. Yishloimar, it can't be that we would be makish eved to tvila. Why not? Sharei shein ba'ayin dehobe goloi le'eved shehu yoitz ben lecheres u'legabe tvila habe ketomin k'demasek besomach g'loi be'inim b'yismayim. Meaning it can't be that that by eved Rebbe would hold that the Lashon is called not Goloi. It can't be that Rebbe would hold by Eved that the Lashon is not called Goloi because I'm going to be Makash Eved to Tevila, because it's clear Eved cannot be Makash to Tevila, because we know Shein V'ayin is called Goloi by Eved. You can't get around that. And is Shein V'ayin Goloi by Tevila? No. Shein V'ayin is also Tomin by Tevila. The Shinayim didn't have to get... You don't need B.S. Mayim in the Shinayim. Or inside the eye, let's say. So from Shein V'ayin, I see klar that Eved's different than Tevila. So from Shein V'ayin, Eved's different than Tevila. Shein V'ayin is more similar to Tumah. So Lashon should be no different than Shein V'ayin. Lashon should also be more similar to Tumah. And Mamela, that's why the Gemara had a kasha. We see that Azor Rebbe holds Goloi. Why does Rebbe hold Goloi by Azor? Because that's Hukish to Tumah. Who Adin? You should hold that by Eved. Who Adin? You should hold that by the Lashon of the Eved. Ah, you want to tie in that maybe the Lashon of the Eved is different. Maybe that's Hukish to Tevila? Can't be, because we see from Shein V'ayin it's not. And that was the Kavanah of Gemara's kasha.
Maybe just in its own category.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, it's either or. I'm saying, you see, it can't be. It has
to be one of those two.
I mean, those are the two givens. Those are the two givens. Those are two givens. So it has to be similar, at least similar to one of them. But I already see from Shein V'ayin that it's not similar to Tevila. So what's left? That's what Tosfos says. Yeah. So here, the Mashal is a Gevaldik Kasha. First he's Masbir, but then he really asks his Kasha at the end, but he's what he said is going to answer this Kasha. If that's true, if that Yesod is true, if we're going to say that from Shein V'ayin we have a Raya, Shein V'ayin are called Goloi, then the Loshoin must also be called Goloi. If Shein V'ayin are compared to Tumah, and the Lashon by Hilchus Avodim must also be compared to Tumah. Not like Hazor that Rebbe holds. Like Hazor. Right? Not like Tevila, right? Like Hazor, like Tumah, right? So then, if that's true, what's Taka the Pshat and the Rabbanon Shita? What do the Rabbanon hold the Gabi Evet? The Tanakam of this Mishnah in the Goyim, what do they hold? They hold Shein V'ayin's Goli, but Lashon's not. Isn't that what they hold? Rebbe said Afasiris, but Azay said Afaloshin. The Chiddush of our Gemara is with it. When Rebbe said Afasiris, he also meant the Loshin, and they switched around, but Azay, whatever. But the Rabbanim don't hold, the Rabbanim clearly hold, Loshin's not Goli by Eved. Aye, how could it be? We just got to be saying from Shein V'ayin have a Raya that it's called Goli. Now, no one argues that Shein V'ayin then Eved goes out. That's before in the Pasuk. Rabbanim can't argue on that. So, what are they going to do? How could they? Why should it be? According to this logic, there should be no Machlaikas at all. Even the Rabbanim should agree that Lashon is called Goli. According to the logic of Tosfos Teretz, that's... So let's see the Mashal. That's Mashal's Kasha. He doesn't start out with that Kasha. He gets to the Kasha more at the end. He explains Tosfos, and he says, now that you understand Tosfos, you'll understand that I have a Teretz to my Kasha.
Anybody have a white hundred?
Are you heading in the
No,
it's what it's called.
The lights are
on.
Thank you.
If you didn't have one, why
do
you have to ask me?
Someone blocked me over here.
Okay. Look at the Marsha. He brings the first Marsha on that cafe. See it? Brings Tosfos. B'yesh l'daktik. Oh, sorry, he does start off with the kasha. I thought he got back to it at the end, but he already starts off with this kasha, yeah. What? Oh, well, let's see. I remember he gets back to it at the end, I don't know. Yesh l'daktik. He brings to his territory. Yesh l'daktik. L'rabban in the pliga led the Rebbe. The Rosh Eivor. Rosh Eivor means Evit. Rabban will argue on Rebbe by Evit, and they hold that Loshen is called Tomun. They hold that's called Tomun. They compare it to Tvila. They have a Loshen Ketomin. Combined by Zah, just like their Bunin compares Zah to Tvila. Right? The Bunin arguing Rebbe by Zah. So too, the Bunin arguing Rebbe by Evid. And then Madame, the Loshen of the Evid, also to Tvila. Tikshulu, we should ask on them. Shrei Shein Ayin, Davi Godli Le Evid. Ulagabe Tvila, Avid Ketomin. We should ask on them. By Tvila, we know Shein Ayin. Meaning, that's one thing that he can't get around. That's mafurish. By Tvila, Shein Ayin are like Tomin. Right? You don't have to get water in the Shinayin. But by Evet, Shein Ayin are Goloi. And that's a fact. So from that, we have a raya that Evet's not like Tvila. So how could their one go? And that's what Tarsus is saying. That's why the Gemara assumed in Rebbe that by Evet also the Lashon should be that way. That's why the Gemara learned that in Rebbe. So we have to ask. So according to Rabbanan, what's Taka the Pshat? The Rabbanan is saying that even though by Tvila everyone holds its Tomin, the Rabbanan is saying that just like by Tvila the Lashon is Tomin, so to by Evet the Lashon is Tomin. What do you mean? I've arrived from Shema Ayin, that Evet's different. The very explanation in Tosfos to explain why the Gemara learned Rebbe that way is the Kasha, the Shitas HaRabbanan. Sorry, so this is the Kasha he starts with. Okay. The Yesh L'Yashi. This is what he says. Devade l'Rabbanan d'Hazah l'Tvila manminim. Devade kon d'Rabbanan that learned Hazah from Tvila, that the Lashon is Tomin, both by Zohar and by Tvila. Manminon the Indian Russia Evarim. I'm sorry. Vader Abund the Hazal the Tvila Manminon. The Indian Russia Evarim Nami. The Gabi Loshen. Sorry. The Vader Abund the Zohar the Tvila Manminon. Yeah. The Indian Russia Evarim Nami. The Gabi Loshen the Tvila Manminon. To have a Katom. That's a Vadi according to Rabbanan that say that Azor is just like Tvila and has a din the Rabbanan does all the din by Minon, right? That's how I'm reading it. I read it wrong. The Vadi Rabbanan does all the Tvila Minon. They learn Azor from Tvila that the Lashon is Tomin. Then Rosh Eivor Nami L'Gabi Lashon L'Tvila Manminan. That's about the true, that the Lashon is also learned from there, and the Lashon is also called Tomin. That's what Rabbanan is saying. That's what they hold. I Shein Ba'ayin. Ubi Shein Ba'ayin. This is what you have to say in the Rabbanan. Oh. Davka Ha'goli Kro Be'eved Tahavi Ke'goloi V'lo Manminan L'Tvila. That's what you have to say according to the Rabbanan. The second Rabbanan is that Shein Ba'ayin are exception to the rule. Shein Ba'ayin are, because there is that cost of... We have a cloud. The Rabbanan hold the clouds from Tvila. Hazar is learned from Tvila. And just that Hazar is learned from Tvila, they're going to learn, like you said before, everything is learned from Tvila. Rosh Eivorim is learned from Tvila too. So the Lashon is called Tomin. Aye, by the same notion, the Shein Ba'ayin should be called Tomin. You're right. But that is because there is a cost of Shein Ba'ayin that even though the cloud, that would have a din of Tomin, over here it has a din of Golod.
Ayin is considered Tomin,
but close your eyes. Yeah, the mind doesn't have to get inside.
Didn't we learn the whole idea of the goli to begin with from
Shein Ba'ayin?
Yeah. The whole premise of everything.
But according to what he's saying, the Shein Ba'ayin is special with their sakosif.
And what? Then where did the whole concept of goli come from? That was the whole basis of just like.
Shem Davka Ha, Goli Krab, Evan, Davik Goli. I mean, according to what he's saying, so maybe Adaram, maybe Shem Ba'ayin has a regular din of. of Tomin, and then other Rab, which learned it, goes out, even if it's Tomin. Yeah, that's a good kasha. The way the Masha is setting it up is, according to Rabbanon, the clouds learned out from Azor. The clouds learned out from Tefillah. Everything's Tomin. And the Lashon, even by Eved, the Lashon is also Tomin. By the same token, Shema Ayin should be Tomin. No, that's the cause of the Shema Ayin here is called Godly. So one second. So Adarav, just say it's not called Godly. And an Eved goes out even for Tomin. And the whole cloud part of cloud isn't true. If that's true. Meaning if the cloud part of cloud is mashma, the Shema Ayin have to be intrinsically Godly. It's just a special because there's a custom that they're Galoi, so Meicha Teisi, who told you that that's...
I think it would have been many discussions of why they Galoi.
Yeah. Galoi. That's the Mashad learned that the...
The
Svara that Lagabi Evans...
It could
also be considered Galoi. What's he saying? Gabe Tfila of the Tongue.
Yeah, he's saying Lashon's learned out from the cloud. And Shemayin's different. Right.
Those things are excluded from being.
Shemayin davgo hagoli krob eved davik goli. Meaning that is exactly because that is what the Torah is teaching you that over here Shemayin are treated as goli. So you're asking, well, if Shemayin everywhere else is Tomin, what you're asking is like this. The cloud part of cloud says I need goli. How the cloud part of cloud know I need goli? They knew it from Shemayin. So then, look at the mashal's right. So then, other Abba, just keep it as Tomin and change the cloud part of cloud. It doesn't say in the Torah by Eved I need goli. It only says that I need goli because Shemayin's goli. So, if anyway, the mashal is learning that generally Shemayin should be according to Rabbanim should technically be Tomin. So who told you Bechlal over here that there's a cloud for the cloud called Goli? Maybe the whole cloud for the cloud here is called Tomin. That could be. See, that could be the Mashon understood in Svaro. That Lagabe, the Rosh Yevarim of an Eved, it can't be that the cloud for the cloud, when the Torah singled out Shein V'ayin, it can't be that the Torah singled out Shein V'ayin to teach me that only a Tomin Dika wound would set him out. Because things that are Galoi.
In this instance, that's why there was a specific process.
Right. Meaning,
that they're going to be next to Galoi.
Yeah. Meaning that,
but then why would you go and learn all the Galoi from there?
From there. Because once, that's a cloud part of cloud. Meaning,
very good.
That's what it seems to be saying, right? Yeah, it's very good. You saw the beginning of my show? Okay, that's a kash. We have to see if anybody talks about this. That's how the minute kash is. So according to that, who told us that he needed din goli by Rashi Bar? Maybe you don't. But look what he said. Okay, let's leave that kasha on the side for a second. We have a more local kasha, not local, but like Minei Yobed is a kasha. If he's right, the Marshal, if Shema Ayin can be an exception, so then go back to Taitz of Teretz. So Taitz of Teretz didn't help us for Rebbe either. Taitz's whole Teretz, how the Gemara knew that according to Rebbe, the Lashon must be, the Lashon by Rashi Ibarin should be just like the Lashon by Azar. Because we see it can't be like Tevila, because Shein Vayin did not like Tevila. But now we're saying, according to Rabban, we're going to have to say Shein Vayin is an exception. So once I can say Shein Vayin is an exception, I have no Raya anymore, but that's a Rebbe that has to be that way either. Toysus Al Teres would follow up according to that. So that the Mashal says is the difference. He says, Aval Rebbe, Kivin Azar Gufa Loimad Mina Litvila. Rebbe, Azar itself, he doesn't learn from Tevila. Rebbe already learns that not everything's like Tevila. El Litoma. So Islam Imanami, Kivin Lagabi Shemba Ayan, Lagabi Evid Abi Goli, the Loimad Mina Layla Tevila. I'm reading too much. There's all one sentence. That's why I read all of it. He's saying, in the Rabbanan, I'm forced to say there's an exception. Why? Because I have already that, he says, that already I see that they treat the Lashon, the Rabbanan treat, I see from Azar, Hilchas Azar, before I get to Evit, I see it clearly in Hilchas Azar that they treat the Lashon just like they treat it by Tevila, that it's Tomin. And Evid also, I see that they treat the Lashon like Tevila, that it's Tom. That's already mukhruch in what they're saying. They treat the Lashon that it's Tom. So in them, I'm forced to say Shema Ayin is different for some reason. It has to be different for some reason. So I'm forced to split up and to say Shema Ayin is an exception. But in Rebbe, I see Rebbe's learning Lashon both by Azar, no, not both by Azar. I see Rebbe by Hazar is learning that the Lashon is just like it is by Tumah. The Lashon is called Goloi, just like it is by Tumah. So now, if the Lashon is called Goloi over there, so now the Gemara wants to come and ask Akasha, how can Rebbe leave out Lashon by Eved? It should be the same. Right? Yep. So Tosfos asks, how do you know it's the same? I know it's the same because Shem Ba'ayin, Shem Bain also is Golan. We just said Shem Bain is an exception. No, we would only say Shem Bain is an exception in Shitas HaRabbanim because it's Mukhluk that it's an exception. But in the logic of the Gemara, when it's coming to ask on Rebbe, it's much more mistabra not to split up the din of Evid. Not to say Shem Bain is different than Rosh Yevon. It's more mistabra to say they're all the same din. So in Mele, the Gemara had a kasha. If Lashon is Goli everywhere else, it should be Goli by Evid also. It should be Goli by Evid also. Right. Sorry, right, because just like Shema Ayin, right, like Tosha said, like Tosha's answer, just like Shema Ayin, we're not makash to Tevila, Shema Ayin is not like Tevila, it's Goli, so Lashon should also be Goli. Yeah. Again, he says like this. Tosfos said that the whole kavanah of our Gemara, al korach leka lidmuye lidvila sheshem ba'ayin the begodli leevit sheyoytz lecheres legab betvila beketom. The reason our Gemara assumed that according to Rebbe, just like Lashon is godli ba'azah, it should also be godli be'evit. Maybe not. Maybe it's like Tevila. No, it can't be like Tevila, because I see from Shema Ayin it's not like Tevila. That's what Tosfos said. Zok the Mashal, according to Rabban, you're going to have to admit that Shema Ayin is an exception to the rule. So maybe in Rebbe it should also be an exception to the rule. And therefore the Gemara should have no reason to ask a kasha on Rebbe that just like Lashon by Azar is Goloi, therefore must be Goloi by Eben too. Maybe not. Maybe... Maybe it's like Tvila, and Sheva Ayin is an exception. Oh, in Rebbe we wouldn't say that because no reason to make an exception. It's much more established to say Sheva Ayin is not different than the Rosh Hashanah. In the bottom where you're forced to say it, okay, that must be the Pshat. But in the Kavanah of the Gemara, Toitzah tried to get at why the Gemara make an assumption in Rebbe. The answer is because it's much more mistavra of an assumption that the Rosh Hashanah are working with the same rules as Sheva Ayin. So if I see from Sheva Ayin that Eved is not like Tvila, Eved is like Tumah, then the Lashon also should be not like Tvila, should be like Tumah. And the Mele, the Gemara had a kasha, why shouldn't Rebbe hold Lashon as Galoy by Eved too? That's notwithstanding your kasha, which is in abundance an exception, so Adarabba, so who told you it's an exception? Maybe it's... Oh, so now, you should read it. Let's read it inside again, because I read it way too fast the first time. Yesh liyashi. Let's start from Yesh liyashi, okay? The second line, and mine is the second line. Devadai l'rabbanan, that's vadai kontra rabbanan, da zah l'tvilo manminon. That a zah is compared to a tvilo. Le'inin rosh yevarim nami, l'gabi loshen, l'tvilo manminon. So l'gabi eved also, the loshen is like tvilo. Hazar is like Tvila. The Lashon of Rosh of Eved is like Tvila. Everything's Tomin. David could Tomin. That's all Tomin. I shame by I. Shame by I. Dafka. Goli krab Eved. David could Goli. That's an exception. But I'm not being a little Tvila. Again, on that line, we have the Kasha. What do you mean? Maybe it's not. Maybe it is not being a little Tvila. How do you know? What told you that Shem Ayin is Golai by Evan? Maybe other Evan, Tommen, but and would you change a cloud for the cloud? Let's leave that cash on the side for now. If that's true, that means from Shem Ayin, you can't be proofs to anything else. If from Shem Ayin, you can't be proofs to everything else, then Tyson's whole Teretz falls off. Zok to Rashah, no. Avalu Rebbe, but in Shitas Rebbe, Kivin da Zog Gufa Loimen Min Latvila. The law showing by the Hazog is not like Tvila. El Latoma. It's learned from Tumma. Islam Lame Manami. So therefore we should also say, Kiv the Lagabi Shem Ba'ayin Lagabi Evid Abagoli. Since we see Shem Ba'ayin is Lagoli by Evid, Beloy Mamila Tvila is not comparable to Tvila, but rather it's comparable to Tumma. Gabi Lashon Nami, so sold by the Lashon, Loma Mila Tvila, Ella Zor Latumma. We should not compare the Lashon to Tvila and call it Tumman, but rather we should Madame Tazon Tumma and call it Goli. It's more mistaber lidmuyei be'eved l'kulei milso to make everything but the eved the same and the medamit l'hazor u'l'tumo mimashonem l'chatzon than to split it up. It's less mistaber to split it up and say l'chatzon lidmuyei be'eved b'shem ha'ayin l'hazor l'tumo to take the shem ha'ayin of eved and compare it to hazor and tumo to the goli krob because that's a special chiddush. And to take the lashon of Eved and compare it to Tvila. Avada, you're right, that's what we're doing in the Rabbanim, but only in the Rabbanim because that's what the Rabbanim say, we can't get out of it. But right now, what Tzitz wants to know is why we made certain assumptions in Rebbe. The answer to that is because that's more mistabri. And with this, the Marshal answers a different kasha. That's what I was getting confused before. Now he goes to answer a different kasha with this. This answers another kasha. The kasha lon, we have another kasha in the sugya. Amai loy pligi nami bahazor b'shem ba'ayin. Demadim adomile l'tumah, hevi kagola, demadim adomile l'tvila, hevi shem ba'ayin k'tomin. If we have a machlaikas in hazor, l'gabi, what's the din of the loshoin by hazor? Shavim machlaikas in shem ba'ayin also by hazor. According to the Rabbanon, they call the loshoin by hazor tomin, and they hold that it's like tvila, it's tomin. They should say the same thing about Shem Ayin. How come they don't argue about Shem Ayin? Toma Chloikas and Azar is Dafka by the Lashon. What did they argue about Shem Ayin also? Yishloimar, Teretz is, the Rabbanon, the Medamah, the Namah, the Tvila, according to Rabbanon, the Medamah, the Lashon, to Tvila. And therefore they learn that it's Tomin, Mikomokoin, Kivin the Be'evet, Godel, and Kwa, Shem Ayin. Since by Eved, the Torah with Megalatos, that Shema Ayin has a din of Goloi, and even the Rabbanim are pretty moided to that, the lekel in milizvila, you cannot compare it to tvila. Hakanami is the name of bazaar. This giloy in Shitas Rabbanan that we're talking about, that the Torah by Eved was megalados, that shame ayin of a din of goloy, even though according to the rules, still now there should have a din of tamun. That giloy was not just no gay atilchus Eved. That giloy was even no gay atilchus azar, because we see even atilchus azar there, but aren't arguing about shame ayin. Even that they'll admit that that's a din of goloy. They only came to argue on lashon. So a mela, that's the pshat in the Rabbanan, that just like in Eved, they're only arguing on lashon because they have to admit shem ba'ayin is clearly goloi. Your kasha notwithstanding, who had then they understood that was a gilu even to other places. So even when they came to argue in Hazar, the guy with the lashon, they also didn't argue on shem ba'ayin. That they're moida. The one to throw is megala to me by Eved that that's called goloi. It's goloi by Hazar too. Even though by their rules, they learn how to Hazar from tvila. And that's why they call the lashon tamin. Shemayin is different. That's what Mashal is learning. I have to think more about your kasha though. If Eved is the, again, the kasha is a strong kasha. There must be a way out. But if Eved, the way the Mashal is learning, Eved is the mucker, that Shem Bayin is goli as opposed to tamin. That's what he says. Now, if that's true, so why, how is it the makor? The only reason we say that by Eved you need goloi is because we learned it in Shem Ayin. So hagufagashin. So who told them to learn that that's goloi? Other rabbi say it's not an exception to the rule. It's taket tomin, and no cloud of product cloud has to do with tomin, not goloi. Is that written the word goloi by Eved? Yeah, that we have to mamash work out. Mashal's assuming that we understood that part already. There must be some reason that by Eved, it's a given that... Yeah, that's what Mashal is saying. He's saying, Shemayin... That's what he's saying. He's saying, by Eved, by Hazar, Shemayin, everyone's moida. That's a special halacha, that's called goli.
Yeah, but even...
And Shita Sabanan, yeah, but...
When you're learning from it... That the thing has to be Godoy, and that,
yeah, that's the question.
Baseline, right?
That's the question. How do you know? No, what if somebody is somehow.
Kind of the baseline coming from an exception. It's really weird.
In fact, that I had to say it. That's an. Okay. I'll have to come back to that.